When Morning Edition producer Jim Wildman was in Afghanistan, he sent an audio postcard back to all of us in Washington, D.C.
Hey, this is Jim. I'm still in the middle of my first kite flight.
He was standing on a hill in Kabul where kite fighters compete with sharpened strings. They try to cut each other loose.
Oh, no! It just popped away! We just lost! Oh, man! Somebody just popped our kite string, and this kite is flying away into the dusty Kabul sunset.
Jim has traveled around Afghanistan many times with our own Renee Montaigne. They share vivid memories, including one of a harrowing walk along a narrow ledge leading to where the two colossal Bamiyan Buddha statues once stood, before those cultural treasures were blasted apart by the Taliban. Today, Renee talks with her longtime producer. It's our way of observing the National Day of Listening, a day to sit down with a loved one and a tape recorder. Renee says that when she thinks of Jim in Afghanistan, she thinks of how people were drawn to him and of how he delighted in the company of kids.
Remember when we went bicycling in Kabul and you ended up trying to race these boys and ended up hitting a car?
And breaking the bike.
Well, not really.
When we go on these trips, we jump in with all that we've got. And I realized early on in one of our earlier trips that one of the first things that I started missing about my family was how my boys felt on my shoulder. That is perhaps why I sought out those margin experiences with folks who are on the sides of the stories where we went, because they reminded me of my family.
The one thing about these trips, I mean, we spent together 6 months cumulatively being in Afghanistan. I always felt like you were taking care of me. That's why we could go to these places that sometimes were far enough away and isolated enough that they were dangerous. The only time I was ever afraid when I was with you in Afghanistan was really when you couldn't help me. We went up to the top of the Bamiyan Buddhas, where the Buddhas are gone, but we're walking along a ledge. How high up was that? Many, many stories high.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
And I got scared because it was a strange sensation. If you slipped, you went down, you died.
Right, and it was a story that we absolutely had to do.
Yeah, we had to get to the top and we had to look down and we had to walk this ledge. And at one point, I just couldn't go back. How would you describe yourself in those situations?
It got really super simple. Like, you and I are climbing up here and I'm realizing as I hear your voice rising, you start to breathe a little. Jim, I need you to hold my hand. You know, I'm thinking, all right, we just need to get over this gap. I need to hold on to Renee and my rolling tape. Let's get over to this place, because at the end of this walkway is a stunning view of the Bamiyan Valley. And if I can just get Renee to that vantage point, it all makes sense. It's so hard to explain what it's like there.
You mean there in Afghanistan,
yeah,
trying to tell stories?
Yeah.
But there, you mean at these moments of stories being inchoate and you're trying to find it and you're trying to live through it, right? And
yeah.
We know it's there, but we don't know what it is yet.
Right. Well, it's a little bit like when we came back down out of the Buddha, there was a warehouse full of giant stones that had once been the Buddha, and they were trying to catalog these stones so that perhaps one day they could rebuild the Buddha. And in many ways, that's the task that we do in Afghanistan, is walk around those stones and try to piece it all together.
You are leaving NPR now after 16 years?
16 years.
To go on to other adventures. This is what you want to do with your family and your three little boys. Do you think we'll lose touch with each other?
I hope that doesn't happen, Renee. I'm sure we'll have other occasions to do this and we don't have to do it on air necessarily. But I do want to say goodbye. I do want to say goodbye to you.
How about farewell or abiento or until next time?
Chodafes. That's right.
Chodafes.
Chodafes. Good.
All right.
That's a gentle see you later from Renee Montaigne to producer Jim Wildman. And man, are we going to miss him. The National Day of Listening is tomorrow. Hear more interviews and upload your own at nationaldayoflistening.org.